Butcher and Miss Corff. Read by John W. Lawson, native of Kirby Stephen, in the Kirby Stephen dialect, February the 17th, 1938. A gay lock of years sen, at a spot not very far away from here, there lived a large paddock of a shoemaker, the called Dickie Dobson. He was a regular cunning taglet, and used to have terrible breaks with folk. Yade, he was living in a new pair of shoes that he'd been mucking and called at public house on his way to have a crack with landlord. While he was there, a fresh servant belonging to a butcher in Bruff come up and called for a glass. He'd been buying a cough, bragged a gay bit how a bargain he'd made, and ought to give the scene to have a good opinion of hisself. When he'd set off, Dick says, he thinks he's sell a terrible sharp chap, but I'll deal out of his cough before he gets through wood. What? Will to fight him for it, says landlord. Nay, says Dick, I'll bring back here, and he'll never know how to boot it. Eh, man, there was a sergeant, says landlord, away with it. See, Dick clicks up his shoon and sets off through a foot road that went into the wood and got there afore the butcher's man come up. He dropped one of his shoes into the road and then went a canny bit into the wood and then he hid his cell among trees. After a bit, butcher's man reared up and saw the shoe ligging at the road. At first touts, he was for getting off and picking it up. But nay, he says to his cell, your shoe's near good to nobody. I'll not bother. So he went on till he come to the shoe. Oh, he says, this is a pair of shun. I'm going to have you a beer. So he gets off his horse, teeth cough up to the tree, and then he reared back to the first shoe. Then when he was out of sight, Dick come out of his hiding spot, sees his ordered cough and cuts off with it through the wood bit foot road to public, and him and landlord put it into the shipping. When man come back to where he'd left his cough and couldn't find it, he was fairly fussed about it. And after letting about a bit, he went back to the public and tempt landlord all about it, and that he mun take a cough back with him as meat was bespoken. Why, says landlord, I'll tell you what. I've a cough now at shipping, it's very like that yon thou had with thee, and I don't mind parting with it if they'll offer me a fair price. What did they give for that who's lost? I'll get £3 for it, says the man. Then, says the landlord, you can give me £3 for mine and tucked with it. See, they went back to the shipman, and as soon as they got in, man says, nay, don't not give me £3 for that one. What, it isn't as good as mine behalf. It might be not about same size, but like a chap on't. And like what a bairny beggar it is, says he, prodding it with his fingers. It's not worth mine £2. But I don't mind giving the £2.10 as I left to have yon back somewhere. Nay, you'll not give me £3 for that, says the landlord. Get away with it and find a cough somewhere else. No, the moon be over hard on me, says the servant. Let's split difference. Why, look and heft, says the landlord. Say, dummel, he'd paid him £2.15 and take cough and set off again. When again, landlord says to Dick, now you did that very tidy. Dost you think you could get it frae him again? I almost think I could, says Dick. However, I'll ever try. So he sets off where he went afore and hid his cell at the same spot. He hadn't long to wait till butcher's man come up in a bigger hurry than he was afore, and Dick let him get just past when he began bailing away like a cough. Man cocked his lugs up at this and Dick gave another good bail. Oh, those there, he said. With that he got off and tied both horse and cough up and went to where soon come for to find his cough. Dick cut off through the very thickest part of wood, bailing away as if it was feeding time and he wanted his lowance, till he got fella fairly measled at wood and hadn't an idea which way to turn hisself. As soon as Dick saw this, he cut off to where the cough and horse were tied up, loused horse and loped onto it with cough, and reared back to the public house and handed them over to the landlord. It was a loud bit of what poor Muffin that was left at wood could find his way back to the road, and when he did, it was nobbit to find both horse and cough again. Well, he made back to the public very not off crazy. He fairly thought he mun be bewitched, and he seemed to tack on about it that badly that landlord took pity on him and telt him who Dick had done him and gave him his horse and his cough and his brass back again.